Sefer Shoftim Perek Gimel opens Pasuk Aleph, the Eli Goyim Asher Niach Hashem Lenasos B'mes Yisrael. It talks about the remaining nations that Hashem left there in the land of Eretz Yisrael in order to test Klal Yisrael. The Novi relates Klal Yisrael started to intermarry and worship Avodah Zarah. The new generation was unfamiliar with warfare, and the nations that were remained, as it says in Pasuk Hey, were the Haknani, Hachiti, Va'amori, Va'aprizi, Va'achivi, Va'yavusi. In Pasuk Zion, through Pasuk Yeralef, it says in Pasuk Zion, Va'yasu b'nei Yisrael esara b'enei Hashem. Klal Yisrael continued doing ra in the eyes of Hashem. Va'yabdu es ha'bailam es ha'sheros. And they did the Avodah Zarah of Bailam and Asheros. Hashem get angry at Klal Yisrael. Hashem subjugated B'nai Yisrael under the ruler of Kusham Rishathayim, Melech Aram Naharayim, as it says. And he ruled over Klal Yisrael for 8 years. Klal Yisrael poured out their hearts to Hashem. Hashem sent Asniel ben Kenaz as a shofet. The Ruach Hashem was with Asniel ben Kenaz, who was the younger brother of Kaleb ben Yefuna. He defeated Kusham Rishathayim, Melech Aram Naharayim. The land was quiet for 40 years, and Asniel ben Kenaz leaves this world. The Das Sofrim points out on Pasuk Tes and explains the nation, Klal Yisrael, had pushed Asniel ben Kenaz to be the leader of Klal Yisrael and the successor of Yehoshua, but Asniel declined due to his great anivus and humility. In Pasuk Yud Beis through Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vayesifu b'nei Yisrael lasos hara b'enei Hashem, Klal Yisrael continued doing ra in the eyes of Hashem, v'yechazek es Eglon melech Moab al Yisrael. Eglon was the next king in order to subjugate Klal Yisrael. The Malbim and the Metsudas point out on the spot, Eglon Melech Moab, by natural circumstances, was considered weak. Hashem empowered Eglon to oppress Klal Yisrael. Eglon gathered the two strong armies of Bnei Amon and Amalek to go against Am Yisrael and fight against them at war. The kings had defeated Klal Yisrael in Ir HaTamarim. Bnei Yisrael served Melech Moab, for 18 years. In Pasuk Tes Vav and Pasuk Tes Zion, it says, V'yizaku Bnei Yisrael ha'Hashem, Klal Yisrael called out to Hashem, V'yakem Hashem lehem Moshia, Es Ehud ben Gera, Ben Hayamini, Ish Iter Yad Yamino. Hashem sent another shofet to save Klal Yisrael, Ehud ben Gera, who was weak in his right hand and utilized his left hand. The Ya'as Ehud Cherev, and Ehud made a sword, the Lashnei Pios, and it was a double-edged sword, Gomed Arka, it was an Amma in its length, it was very short like a dagger, the Yichor Oso Mitachas Lamadov Al Yerech Yaminu, and he wore the sword under his clothing on his right leg. Being that he was a lefty, he would have to cross his waist in order to pull it out, and he wore it on his right leg. The Svarim explained the double-edged sword is Marames. It hints to the double-edged sword of Tfila, as we say, the Cherev Pifios Lasos Nekama, that it was the double-edged sword of Tfila that brings about the destruction of our enemies. The story of Ehud continues. Ehud first brings the king a gift with other Yidden. Ehud returns back to Gilgal. He leaves his apprentices behind in order that no harm should come about them. Then he returns to Melech Eglon. He tells Eglon that he has a secret to tell him. Eglon sent out his royal guards from his presence. Eglon was sitting in his chamber on the roof. Now it was just Ehud and Eglon by themselves, as it says in Pasuk Chaf. Ehud says, Vayomer Ehud, Dover Elokim Li Alecha. I have the word of God to tell you. Vayakam al Kisei. And Eglon raises himself from his Kisei. Rashi points out, because Eglon stood up for Hashem's name, he was zoicha to have Rus. The Matsudas David points out, Ehud's intent was to raise Eglon up physically to stick him with a dagger, thereby killing Eglon. Eglon was obese. In Pasuk Kaf Aleph, through Pasuk Kaf Vav, and says, Vayishlach Ehud's yado small yad smolo. Ehud stuck out his left hand. Vayikat es acherev. He took out his sword, Mal Yerecho Yumino, that he was wearing on his right side, so it was more inconspicuous because lefties were uncommon. Vayitka v'bitzno, and he stuck it in Eglon's stomach. Eglon was so obese, his actual fat covered over the dagger. Edgar quickly escaped, locking the doors behind him. The royal guards had assumed that Eglon was in the bathroom and did not check on him. By the time the guards realized what had happened, it was too late. Ehud had escaped. The shofar was blown, and the melech Eglon was killed. The shofar is blown on Pasuk Chaf Zayin through Pasuk Lamed. The shofar, when Ehud returns, the shofar is blown on Har Ephraim. Klal Yisrael goes to war and destroys 10,000 people from Moab. There was peace in the land for 80 years. The last pasuk in the perek, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, explains the perek that there was another shofet, Shamgar ben Anat, who saved Klal Yisrael by destroying 600 Plishtim. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.